Back now with Day to Day. The online video sharing site YouTube is known as a place where regular people can become stars by posting their homemade videos. Now the site is making room for celebrities and marketers with channels just for advertising. Marketplace's Janet Babin joins me now. And Janet, today YouTube launched its first so-called brand channel, and it's for Paris Hilton's debut album. wow. What will we see on that website?
Well, Madeline, the Paris channel is on the right-hand side of the YouTube website, and if you click on her link, you can see her announce that, you know, she's got her own YouTube channel now, and fans can watch her in the studio on that channel, or they can watch her video, or they can just watch her hanging out with friends, and after her little intro bit, the video begins.
And, lucky us. I'm sorry. I just have to say,
You know, it's 4 minutes long, but it seems much longer. Her site is sponsored by Fox's Prison Break show. But honestly, I didn't even notice the banner ad that's at the top of the webpage. It is expected eventually that sponsored channels will feature their own ad videos, and they'll be followed by actual videos that people want to see.
But I'm wondering, will YouTube have trouble getting people to watch all these sponsored videos?
Well, that is a question. You know, I mean, according to Nielsen Net Ratings, YouTube is the top video and movie destination on the web. And this is a trend that's catching on, people watching video on the internet. I mean, according to Forrester Research, 53% of online adults have viewed some form of online video in the last month. So YouTube has got the eyes. And the feeling is, you know, if this content is engaging, like this Paris Hilton video may be, people are going to want to watch, even if it's a commercial. I spoke with Brian Haven about this. He's an analyst at Forrester Research, and he expects these branded channels are going to force advertisers to get more creative.
So they're not just going to put pre-roll ads in front of their videos, or not just slap ad banners all over the site. They're going to actually challenge marketers to say, you need to step up here and actually create some new content specifically for this channel, specifically for this context.
And if you go to YouTube and check out some of the commercials, this is starting to happen. I mean, the Coca-Cola spot is sort of designed like a video game, so people are getting more creative. And Haven also thinks that this might be a way for YouTube to make some money. They've had trouble translating all their viewers into actual revenue.
Well, how is that Paris video doing? Are people actually watching it today?
Well, you know, people are watching it. At last count, more than 400 people had posted comments about it, and not all of them were negative. So, coming up later today on Marketplace, a lot of people are upset about the high cost of oil, but there's a town in Texas that's thrilled, and we'll take you there.
Okay, thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.